West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, friends, family, and supporters of Carroll County's first responders gathering on Friday for a recognition and memorial of Carroll County's public safety officials lost in the line of duty. This year's event paying special tribute to the three public safety officials who passed away in the fall of 2021, two to COVID, another to cancer.
Officer Jason Rowell and Deputy Chief Tommy Hobson and Deputy Jody Smith embodied the values of courage, dedication, and service. They stood on the front line during one of the most challenging times in the history of our country.
Carroll County Sheriff Terry Langley.
Their impact continues to protect and guide us, and their example serves as an inspiration to all of us. Today we remember them, and today we let you know that they will never, ever be forgotten.
And that entire ceremony is now posted to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. A Carroll County Schools bus driver charged with cruelty to children and simple battery after allegedly striking a grade school age student while both were inside of a school bus is free from the Carroll County Jail after meeting a $20,000 bond. According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office report, an investigation began on Friday, the day after a student reported being hit by a bus driver. According to deputies, bus video footage shows an elementary-age student restrained in a seat harness. Bus driver Michael Harvell approached the student and removed what appears to be a jacket from his lap. The student became upset and kicked Harvell. Harvell shoved the student's legs back into the seats and began yelling at the student, telling him to calm down and stop hitting. The student kicked at Harvell again. Harvell used his hand and forearm to strike the child in his lap and stomach area three times before walking away. According to the report, the student was also struck in the face. The Carroll County Schools District issued the following statement. The district was informed of an incident between a bus driver and a student aboard the bus. We have worked closely with law enforcement throughout the investigation. The Carroll County School System does not tolerate employee misconduct of any kind, and we will ensure the matter is handled appropriately. The City of Villarica Community Development staff is recommending that City Council approve a developer's rezoning request for property at Connors Road, Garnet Drive, and Permian Way to accommodate plans for a package store and convenience store and filling station. In 2023, the City Council approved the applicant as District 1's presumptive licensee for a package store. On a 6.09-acre parcel zoned commercial medium density, the applicant now seeks to downsize the parcel from C2 to commercial low density to subdivide into four tracts. Construction of the convenience store and the package store is scheduled to begin in fall of 2024 with completion in fall of 2025. I'm Colin Worthington.